Hello. How was your day? No, how are you doing? Sorry, I'm so nervous. A nerdy girl like me, dirty little Maru, going on a date. I still can't believe it. Sorry if I'm not, you know, showing off, but I'm actually really excited for it. Thanks again, by the way. Those batteries came in really useful in the end. Had a lot of fun with them. So, what should we do? I did do a bit of reading on what people usually do on dates, you know, just to prepare myself for you. If you want, I could show you around my lab. If you don't mind coming over, I mean. Really? Oh, I'd love that. My house is just up here. Come on, I'll show you around. So, maybe I should tell you a bit about myself while we walk. Well, my mum's a carpenter and my dad's a scientist. He's pretty overprotective, but don't be scared. He's really a sweetheart when you get to know him. As for me, well, I take a lot from them. Research, medic, I'm pretty good at engineering too. Believe it or not, Abigail actually asked me for a vibrator the other day. Maybe I shouldn't tell you that, but she's pretty needy behind those goth curtains. Is that weird? Making toys for my friends, I mean. Yeah, well, I just like making people around me happy. My mum's always building stuff for people, customising their homes, and the smiles they have on their faces when they see her. I wish I was a little more like her sometimes. That's why I also started working part-time as a nurse at Harvey's. I figured if I helped people, maybe they'd get warmer with me. I don't know. Sorry, caught myself rambling. But it feels really good to open myself up to you. Thanks for that. We're here. I'm home! They must be off somewhere. Well, looks like we have the whole place to ourselves. I won't complain. And this is the lab I was telling you about. My little safe zone. Honestly, I could spend my whole days in there just thinking of new things I could make. I got a pretty wild collection of them too. Just look, that one I made to scout the mines from a distance. Too bad I couldn't get the control range wider, but some of them worked fine. This one, this is a fridge. Except it keeps things hot instead of cold. Well, maybe it's not that useful, but making it really made me happy. Oh, and this one I'm still working on. It should help me get around faster. I just need to make... No, don't look in there. You shouldn't see those yet. They're different. No, please, I'm being serious. They're not perfect yet. You can't see. Stop insisting. They're... Well, what they are... They're my sex toys. There, I said it. Oh, God, please don't judge me. It's so fun making something you can actually use that I ended up making a bunch of them and, Seriously? I mean, well, yeah, since you already know about them, maybe I could show you. I just never expected someone to actually be interested in them. Okay, I'll show you. But not right here. In my room. Come on. So, why don't you sit and let Maru showcase her favourite inventions? I've got vibrators, fuck machines, homemade Sibians. Like, look at this one. Other than vibrating, it extends and retracts 2 inches. I implemented many modes so I could quickly change the speed and strength as I'm getting off. Isn't that so cool? Oh, and this one makes you come twice as fast. It keeps you in place and fucks you numb until you beg for it to stop. I know. I'm into pretty sick stuff myself, but oh God, I could never live without it. After all, why have a needy little pussy like mine if you won't even fuck it every chance you get? Oh, right. I haven't shown you this one yet. This robot's my absolute fave. It fucks, it licks, it forces you to suck it, it manhandles you. Everything a little cum-craving slut like me could ever ask for. But there is one thing that robots can't do for me. Have you got any guesses? The only thing this robot's missing, the only thing I crave more than anything else, the only thing that it won't give me is some gum to breed the fuck out of me. I know, it's pretty messed up. I've already experimented with fake stuff so it could at least give me a cream pie and take some nasty pics, but where's the fun if there's no risk involved, right? Right, so that being said, if you don't mind, you know, because you've seen it and already know everything about this side of me, I'd like to ask for a little favour. I want you to come for me. Is that too much to ask? No, I still need to extract it. So, to that end, I'll do anything you want. So, would Master please take out his big cock for little Maru? Oh, it's perfect. Don't mind if I do. Oh, your cock is Feel, Master. With little Maru. So eagerly sucking her cock.
Bring me.
Oh my God. I can feel it all shooting inside me. Give me more every now and then. I mean, you're stuck with me now that you know my little secret.